Now we are deal with, have presented to us item number 7.
Good morning, Chairman Brooks, members of the Planning Commission. My name is Patrick Brown, Project Manager for item 7. This item is two appeals of zoning administrator's approval of an administrative permit for the Brucci Met facility. One appeal was filed by a private organization, the Backcountry Against Dumps, and the other by a neighboring planning group, the Boulevard Planning Group. To clarify, this project is within the Campo Lake Morena planning area, and the Boulevard Planning Group planning area is adjacent to this project. The department is before you today recommending that you deny the appeals and uphold the zoning administrator's approval of this project. Before I get into the details of a project and the appeals, I think it would be good for me to describe what a MET facility is. A MET facility is a meteorological testing facility, or a MET for short, which typically consists of tilt-up tower that is supported by guy wires and is accompanied with equipment used to measure patterns of climate and weather, such as wind speed, air direction, air pressure, rain, snow, and others. The applicant is proposing the MET facility to collect information to help determine if this location has sufficient wind resource that will be suitable for future wind development. The next slide is intended to give you a visual of the type of MET tower the applicant is proposing. This is an example of an existing tilt-up MET tower located on BLM land near the project site. This tower is similar to the applicant's proposal, which includes a 197-foot tall tower, 24 guy wires, and a small plate foundation. The Brucci MET project is located off La Posta Circle and Old Highway 80 within the Campo Lake Morena planning area and is more than 1 mile west from the Boulevard planning area, as indicated here in this map. This is an aerial photograph of the project site where the star indicates the location of the MET facility on the property. On November 16, 2010, the zoning administrator approved the administrative permit because the findings could be made and that it complied with the requirements of CEQA and the zoning ordinance. Subsequent to the action of the zoning administrator, two appeals were filed. Each appeal raised these four issues. For the first appeal issue, the appellants contend that the project does not meet the MET regulations in the zoning ordinance. The zoning ordinance requires that the following findings need to be made in order to approve an AD permit for a MET facility: harmony in bulk and scale, harmful effect on neighborhood character, suitability of site, intensity of the use, availability of public services, the generation of traffic, and compliance with the general plan and CEQA. The findings were made by the zoning administrator that the MET tower does not have attributes that would negatively affect the community, such as noise, traffic, dust, or light. Also, the project is harmonious in the terms of bulk and scale because a 10-inch diameter pole will be very difficult to see from 3,000 feet away, which is where the nearest home is located. Furthermore, the placement of the MET does not require any clearing or grading and has been cited to avoiding sensitive resources specified in the MET regulations in the zoning ordinance. The second appeal issue concerns the county's compliance with CEQA. The project was reviewed for compliance with the California Environmental Quality Act, or CEQA. The zoning administrator determined that the project is exempt from CEQA because it qualifies for these two exemptions: 15303, because it is a 10-inch diameter pole with a 7-square-foot base plate, and 15306, because the MET tower would be used for collection of wind data and does not have any disturbances to environmental resources. Therefore, the project complies with CEQA because the exemptions used are appropriate. The third issue raised is the impacts to aviation safety within the Boulevard community. The MET tower is 197 feet tall, which is below the FAA's 200-foot tall height requirement for obstruction marking and lighting. Despite the fact that the FAA lighting and marking is not required, staff coordinated with federal, state, and local agencies that may have the potential to fly at low altitudes in the Boulevard community. The Border Patrol and County Sheriff both request that the Met Tower have both daytime markings as well as infrared marker light on top of the tower to improve nighttime visibility. Therefore, staff recommends that your commission impose an additional design measure of an infrared marking light to support the request of the sheriff and the Border Patrol. The last appeal issue concerns the community's concern that this Met facility will automatically turn into a wind farm. The only purpose of this Met facility is to determine the feasibility and the quality of the wind resource. There is nothing in this approval that will help or ensure that a future wind farm major use permit will be approved. If the applicant finds the wind resource suitable, they could apply for a major use permit regardless if a previous Met Tower was approved. This MUP must comply with CEQA and the findings in order to be approved by the county. I'd like to move to our project recommendations. On September 27, 2010, the Campbell Lake Marina Planning Group did not take action on the project because they did not have a quorum. The Boulevard planning area is located approximately 1 mile to the east of the project site. Even though the project is not in their planning area, they voted on September 9, 2010 to deny the project, and then they subsequently filed an appeal of the zoning administrator's decision to approve the project. Because the project complies with the relevant codes and regulations, makes the required findings, and what adequately addresses the planning issues that have been raised, staff recommends that your commission deny the appeal and impose the condition for the infrared marker light. That concludes staff's presentation. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any question or staff by commissioners? Commissioner
Patrick, Palin. Is this a temporary situation here, or for what period of time?
Through the chair, Commissioner Palinger, it's for a maximum time of 3 years.
A commissioner would
same type of facility that we had a couple of months back.
Through the chair, that is correct.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, are you ready to open public testimony?
Yes.
First speaker is Donna Tisdale, representing the Boulevard Planning Group.
So, morning. Good morning. Donna Tisdale, chair of the Boulevard Planning Group. I'm also representing Backcountry Against Dumps, and there was also two other groups, the Protect Our Communities Foundation and East County Community Action Coalition, that represent immediate property owners. So it's not just the Boulevard Planning Group. And also, by the way, P.O. Box 1272, Boulevard, California. So this is our cumulative projects map. This is Boulevard. This is the existing Kumeyaay wind turbines, the 25 here. There's 100 more proposed in the red, Campo. Another 25 proposed in the yellow, which is Manzanita. This is Debenham Energy, which is right next to Grucci.
Donna, pardon me for interrupting. If you put that on the table, then the public can view it too, and you can start all over if you like. Okay, if you situate it. We want to give you the best vantage point we can.
Sorry, it doesn't have a, say where the on switch is here.
Rick, someone can help you.
Okay, is it on? Thank you.
Now, you can start all over.
Okay. Boulevard is located here in the open area. This is where the Brucci Met Tower is. So in order to get to Boulevard, majority of people commute to the west, San Diego, so we have to drive right past the Brucci Met facility, which will be there, and they are highly visible. We've got, as the staff report says, over 15 in our area, and I'm not sure what other area in the county has Met Towers, so to us, it's a very significant cumulative impact. Staff says it's 190 square miles, so it really doesn't matter, but when you look at this, this is what it's for. These are all these colors are proposed wind energy and solar energy projects. This is the Imperial County line, but this is Boulevard. We're here. There's all these turbines here for Thule Wind, and as I said, these are all proposed projects. It's Enel Green Power. They're here talking today. County approved those Met Towers. This is Debenham Energy on BLM land near Miller Valley. This is the Brucci Met facility here, which I believe he wants to join his with the BLM land. and there's several more proposed out here in the Kitchen Creek forest area. So it's not just, you know, Boulevard. This is a wider appeal, and it's representing quite a few people. And all of our boards actually took action because we were asked if we wanted to withdraw our appeal. So it's not just me, but it was the boards of all these different groups that said no. They wanted to retain the appeal and register opposition because this is a commercial industrial use. We disagree with the findings that the Met Tower is in harmony. We believe it's not in harmony. There's nothing in that area that's over 20 or 30 feet tall. It's highly visible from far around. We believe there is a harmful effect on the community. We provided information in our appeal. In fact, a property value from a professional appraiser saying that there would be adverse impacts on the community. There's still questions in my mind and others on the private road access. They have to cross private property to get to this property. We're not sure what the rights are of that easement, what is allowed. There are issues with the guy wires and the Met Tower with avian impacts and helicopter impacts, even though they are going to provide some form of lighting. But the email from John Milcalf, supervisory air interdiction agent for Custom Board Protection, says Met Powers pose a significant risk to low-level aircraft. The NTSB issued safety alert SA-106, dated March 2011, alerting pilots to the project and citing three recent fatal crashes. So this is next to the La Posta Warfare Facility training, Navy SEAL training. We have Border Patrol agents flying here on a regular basis. There are issues, and we want to make sure those go on the record, that they're not just brushed over. We believe there are disproportionate impacts to this area. Even though Interstate 8 and Route 80 are not designated scenic, they are marked scenic on maps. This is a highly visible area. So we want to put our opposition on record. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Tisdale.
Richard Blarsdale.
Good morning. My name is Richard Blaisdell, and I'm a resident at 2981 La Posta Circle East, Pine Valley, but it's actually in Campo. It's a Pine Valley post office. My wife and I are the closest residents to this project. I've been there 26 years. Our family lives there on this property. Donna kind of hit on most of the major things that I wanted to inform you about. The fire thing that she's talking about with helicopters, we have helicopters flying through there almost at ground level many times at night, many times in really dense fog. Military, Border Patrol, very frequent. If there was ever a fire, the accessibility to this is very remote. That's another thing I want to tell you, talked about, is health effects. Now, we know what this tower is going to bring. You saw the map. They want to bring thousands of windmills, giant turbines to our area. I have a little small residence that's 3,000 feet from
start. Pardon me. I wanted you, we'd like to see where it is. So, Rich, would you assist him, please?
You got to hold the button.
Rich, would you? Okay.
Okay. Where that star is, my house is right there. And it's 3,000 feet from that star. Now, if they put wind turbines up there, every one of them will be closer than that. And the people that, like in Ontario, Canada, all the professionals, they had this problem there. And they had people living in homes that were subjected to low-frequency noise. And it affected these people in different ways. Not every person was affected in the same way. They came up with a figure. They say that these towers should be, these industrial towers, not the test towers, but these towers should be at least 2 miles away from any residence. These people in Canada had to leave their homes. Not one person, but many. They had to sleep elsewhere. This noise is a noise you can't hear, but it affects. It may affect me in one way, it may affect this person in another way. I have three disabled people in my family, okay? I'm one of them. I have a seriously disabled son there that has a serious head injury. The neurological effect of this thing could do anything to lessen his ability to survive on this planet. This person has told the county and at public meetings, the public, the neighbors, that his intentions are to have one little windmill for his own agricultural use or whatever. He's told many stories. So his credibility, you know, I don't know where this guy's coming from. This guy has graded property, been found in violation of his property, and I'm not talking about little grading. I'm talking about major pads, major roads, major earth moving.
We're going to have to ask you to summarize, please.
Okay. The whole thing, that's about it.
And we are considering windmills right now. These are test towers right now.
I know that, but come on, let's get real.
A test tower.
Let's get real. What's it going to bring? And just want to reiterate, where that star is 3,000 feet from my home. Any other building on that property would be closer. Thank you very much.
And thank you, sir. Betty Watson.
My name is Betty Watson. I'm married to Richard, but I kept Watson. So it's 2981 La Posta Circle East, Pine Valley. I wasn't going to get up really to say anything. I was going to let him say what he had to say until I heard Mr. Brown bring up the question of dust. Now, I know that doesn't sound like much to maybe you guys who live in town, but I work outside a lot, and all the equipment that has been coming up to this property come up that road like they're driving on the freeway. I have stood out in the road and I have flagged a lot of them down and asked them to please slow down. They're dusting us out. The caregiver or the gardener or the security guard or whoever he has living on that place is one person I cannot get him to stop. Now that doesn't sound like a big problem, but to me it's a big problem. I can't open my windows if it's hot because the dust is flying. He wants to put up that tower, test the wind, because we have wind. So that tells you what the dust does. And so if this goes through, I'm asking you to put something in there that says they can. I don't drive faster than 15, the most 20 miles an hour, that they at least slow it down and quit dusting us out. Thank you.
And thank you very much and for that information.
We have one additional speaker in opposition who wants to register their position but does not want to speak. We'll move on to speakers in favor. George Colandato.
Good afternoon. Thank you for hearing me. My name is George Colandato, 9640B Mission Gorge Road, Santee, California. I am a manager, a speaking partner for the people who own the property, Abruzzi Company. We were here last year. We've done everything we were requested. We were given a permit. We were going through the appeal process, and that's what we're here today to settle. It is strictly for a Met Tower to determine what our property can provide us with. Another company has gone through this process. They've gone through the appeal, and they were granted their right to put their Met Towers up, and I guess they're in that process of moving. This is a temporary facility, and I hope you judge us on that today. If we want to proceed, we will follow every rule for any future development. But this is not anything other than an application for a Met Tower today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Nina Colandato?
Not
speaking. Okay, just register position in favor, and one additional speaker registering their position in favor of the project. Mr. Chairman, that concludes public testimony.
I just a quick comment, because, you know, we've been on record as supporting the investigative nature of this, the testing of it. But I do think the lady from that spoke about the dust, we need to find out what the possibilities are of writing something into the permit to curtail.
If we decide.
The dust.
It, yes.
If we approve this. And I'd like to ask Mr. Murphy, in all his wisdom, what he would recommend. Irish wisdom, whoops, I might comment on, circumspect in many cases.
We may be in trouble. No, we do not regulate or enforce speed limits on private roads, so it would be inappropriate to have a condition added to this particular facility, if it's approved, that requires a particular posted speed limit or enforcing of that speed limit.
Well, what can we do, Commissioner, with that?
Well, I think one of the things that maybe County Council, could you weigh in? Do you agree with that comment?
Yeah, we don't enforce speed limits. If we had a lot of construction, we oftentimes require them to water down the dusty road.
Yes.
That is for the construction. I mean, that's for the installation of that. But I believe the speaker was talking about a gardener and folks who are living on that property speeding up and down. I think I was responding to that particular dust that was being caused by the existing resident. But if there is dust that's being caused because of the trucks that are coming in to install, then that is something that we can impose on this particular permit.
Yeah. Okay, so how would we word that, just from the standpoint during construction, that they shall mitigate dust?
And also, can we not impose a speed limit for construction work? I've had that imposed on me before. Nothing on speed.
There was a reason they imposed it on you.
My contractors, not me personally.
through the chair, Commissioner Woods. Just as a clarification, it's only going to be one trip to drop the Met Tower off in a pickup truck and one trip to pick it up a couple years later, and all the data is transferred via cell phone. We could put a condition on there that says when you drive there, drive really slow, and then when you drive to pick it up, drive slow. But as far as everything that happens in between, we have no control over that.
Yeah. Commissioner,
Bates. Oh yeah, I'm done. I was just looking for some solutions.
So I thought that this was a security person for the property which is applying for the permit. Is that a correct sequence, or is that not true?
Through the chair, Commissioner Beck, I believe they're talking about the owner's son that lives on the property as a resident on the property.
So is the gentleman who spoke from Santee? Are you representing the property owners? Would you come up and try to make us happy on this issue? So the complaint is that there's somebody who regularly is associated or affiliated with the property, and they're not being good neighbors, or at least that's the testimony we've heard. Is that anything that... Are you're a partner in this project, is that correct?
I'm involved in the project, yes, sir.
Okay, so do you have any thoughts on this issue?
I do. It's an unpaved dirt road, and it is not very smooth. You cannot go over it at a very fast speed, but going on a dirt road does create dust. It's not like it's a speed trap. There has been... in the past, on the adjacent property, a lot of illegal grading. It's not our property, and there were people who used to visit that and race motorcycles.
No, that's way off. That's way.
I know, but I mean that's no, where I, most I, of the traffic.
What we heard was testimony related to a specific user of the specific property that's applying for a specific permit. And we're trying to find out, and what I'm hearing you say is that it's just an existing problem. Now, sometimes on washboards, you've got two options. You can find the happy speed at 45 miles an hour and kind of fly over everything, or you can go at 15 miles an hour, and very rarely can you do anything in between. And so it sounds like we might have one of those situations here.
I will recommend and discuss this, but keep my son at a safe distance, but he does not drive fast. There is confrontation between the two neighbors, my son and the Blaisdells, for different issues. I do not wish to bring them up, but I will tell him to drive slow. There's only a short distance that they have to pass their house on a designated county road. I mean, it's on the map, and it's
like 100 yards. This is a private road, and private roads inherently are either going to be kind of a bed for conflict, or they're going to be something that all the neighbors agree they all have to do, you know, road maintenance and work together and that sort of thing. This is kind of like one of those non-governmental, take care of your neighbor kind of thing. And it sounds like it's not happening here. And it sounds like some people are responsive and some people are not responsive. It would be awful nice if everybody's responsive.
You know, I could comment further on that. And this is a an issue that can, when you, if the testing is supported and the data says, yes, we can do this, when we go to put in an actual facility, I mean, the results of how you treat your neighbors on this road are going to be taken into account on the conditions that could be placed upon you. So, I mean, it behooves you to do the right thing and to impose some personal sanctions on those that are not respectful of their neighbors with creating dust.
Thank you very much.
Dust is an issue, and it'll be more of an issue when your actual project were to come on board for our consideration if you're not respectful of that.
And if you consider it, you might end up as being good neighbors to each other.
I've been hoping for that for years, sir.
Okay, well, so you said it's only a small stretch, and I don't think this is a small stretch for us to ask you, to anyone that visits your property, to be respectful of your neighbors, and please slow down.
Thank you very much. I will do that.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Any further discussion?
With that, I'll do staff recommendation.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Woods and second by Commissioner Reese that we approve staff recommendations. Any further discussion? Please vote. The vote tallies as Reese, Woods, Brooks, Pallinger and Norby vote in favor of the motion, and Commissioner Beck abstains.
My reasoning is this, and I've raised this from, you know, 5 years ago until now, and that is that we have a series of projects, and I can't see the legal reason for me to oppose this. I think the findings can be made. Other than kind of making something up for my own mind. But at the same time, from a planning perspective, I remain convinced that what we're doing is we're not doing advanced planning, we're not doing comprehensive planning, we're doing piecemeal planning for a large infrastructure set of land use impacts that are going to happen in a specific geographic area, and we don't have a master game plan. And I continue to feel intuitively that that is the wrong approach to this, that we should have a master plan, and that this is one piece of that. And I understand the logic that this is just doing this preliminary determination kind of step, but it's in the absence of having a game plan and long-term plan. And so I just see a series of land use battles and arguments and conflicts with people who support renewable energy but feel like they're getting stepped on by the process. So I'm very conflicted about this whole thing, and that's why I'm voting.
Is there any way we can let that be part of this meeting? And if so, I'd like to, I can't say co-author it, but be a part of that recommendation. If it's just listed, if nothing else, that it's on record that we feel that way.
Yeah, it's going to be reflected in the minutes.
Thank you. Okay, item number 8.
I realize the lateness of the hour, so I'll make the presentation brief. Chairman Brooks asked that I bring this to you. As you know, the county is going through a major redevelopment project over at the County Administration Center. Part of that redevelopment is going to involve the creation or the construction of a new hearing room. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about this, the new CAC redevelopment project, focusing on what the new hearing room's going to look like. Just to get your bearings, here's where we are right now. This is referred to as the CAC Annex. The actual County Administration Center is right here. It's home to, and has been home to, a number of county operations, including fleet, where could we store our vehicles, sheriff is there, general services has been over there, public works as well. The proposed redevelopment project is going to be a campus-style facility, where we're going to take all the county, as many county facilities that are spread out all over the county of San Diego, and put them here at this one location. That's definitely going to reduce the number of lease payments we have, also maintenance issues that a lot of our buildings, this one being one of them.
Vehicle also, miles driven.
Yes, that's another one. So there's a number of benefits of having this campus-style facility. The project is going to be comprised, the entire CAC redevelopment project is going to be comprised of three phases. On this map, the gray is are buildings that are going to, that are existing now and remain there. So here, this is phase 1A. It's going to consisted of two four-story buildings, each 150,000 square feet in size. We have a parking garage that's going to accommodate 1,800 parking stalls. And then over here is the SDG&E little plant that actually runs this entire facility. Phase 1B is going to include, I should say on phase 1A, that was built last year, and it's being occupied right now. Phase 1B here is the sister buildings. They're two four-story structures, each again 150,000 square feet in size. This is where the office, hearing room is going to be located, and it's going to be a hearing room slash cafeteria. Then phase two is this in blue, the remaining two four-story structures, and then a 3,000 stall parking garage will be located in the back. This phase has not been financed yet. If General Service does anticipate that if it does get financed within the next year or so, that they have a construction completion date of 2014. So talking a little bit about, or focusing more of our attention on the hearing room, this is the floor plan of both the lunch facility and the hearing room. Here is the hearing room here. I have a separate
1230.
I have a separate floor plan to talk a little bit more in detail there, but individuals coming in through the hearing room doors, they can come into the hearing room via these two doors, or they can go down this lobby and enter into the eating area. Here's the kitchen, the cafeteria where you purchase your food, and this is where you'll be eating. There's an area over here for the restroom facilities. And then looking at the assembly or the hearing room itself, here was that lobby that folks will come in through the doors. Some benefits or some of the things on this. This size, this room is going to be about 4,000 square feet in size. It's about 30% bigger than this building, this room. There's going to be public seating for about 180 to 200 people. That's compared to 140 seats that we have in this room now. There'll be a closed session conference room here with two 52-inch screen TVs. We don't anticipate you guys, because right now you guys don't have many closed session meetings. It's important to note that not only is this facility currently, but the one that's being proposed is the backup hearing room for our Board of Supervisors. So that's one of the main reasons why it has a closed session. There's also a nearby restroom that's actually right behind the dais here. It will be have a speaker in there, so you won't miss any of the testimony or hearing.
Speaker, no microphone.
No microphones, just a speaker. Let me make a note of that.
Make a note.
There's also going to be two 10-foot rear projection TVs here and here that both your commission and the audience will be able to view. There's also going to be a motorized projection screen in the back. I'll explain the benefits of that in a moment. And there's also going to be four 52-inch or 60-inch TVs. One will be in the lobby here, and there's going to be a few in the lunchroom, so people can go in there, and if they're waiting for their item to be heard, they can go and have a snack or a drink and watch the hearing from the lunchroom. This is a simulation of the hearing room layout, the Planning Commission for Planning Commission hearings. With the exception of your guys' seats, all the chairs and these stations here are movable. So we can organize the presentation, the layout however we see fit. One of the key things is that other boards and committees also currently use this hearing room. They'll also use it when we build the new facility. So we can expand it. For example, the Historic Sites Board meets here. They have 12 members. So you can take those movable stations and expand the facility here. We also can convert this into a large meeting room. By removing those stations, we can add another 20 chairs, so we have 220 capacity. This is where the rear projection comes into place, where instead of having folks use our AV systems, we can have them just project onto this rear projection here for meetings. This is a simulation from the view of the audience towards the diocese. Here's another view of what it's going to look like. Here's those two large monitors. Here's what it's going to look from your angle, looking out into the audience, the speaker here, as well another angle. We will have a new voting system. I know that your commission and our director are really happy with our voting system and it's reliable, how reliable it is. But we will be replacing it. Mm-hmm. We will be replacing it with a new system. We have not selected a final vendor. There's a number of bids out there, but we are looking at touchscreens that will show not only presentations, but also the voting results. We'll also be installing directional type microphones, so they will be able to pick up whispers.
What did you look at me that way for?
Not looking at you, Commissioner. We're also looking at streaming the Planning Commission hearings, much like the Board of Supervisors. For relatively low cost, we were able to operate an unmanned video camera and then upload that up to it on a screen. And this is that shot here. And as a matter of fact, the camera is right behind me up on the wall. And we'll also include the agenda, much like the Board of Supervisors. There's going to be three angles. One is during a public testimony and discussion. This is the screenshot that you will see. During the actual presentations, this will be shown here. And then the third, which is not shown, is the document camera that is next to the podium. If someone uses that, that will be the third screenshot that you'd see. The building is under construction. The way it's going to work is that the office building is scheduled to be completed in June of 2012. So staff will be moving over to the new building, hopefully early summer. The Planning Commission and lunchroom is scheduled to be completed sometime in end of August, early September of 2012. So we may have a couple hearings in this building, in this room, even though staff is over at the new building. But General Services, when they constructed the first phase, was actually slightly ahead of schedule and under budget. We're looking at the same kind of schedule. I don't know what the budget is, but I do know that they're working on schedule to get this thing done. At this point, this was a shot taken just very recently, so it's taken shape, but it doesn't quite look like a hearing room yet. But as mentioned, it is underway.
So perhaps at a time when it starts to look like a hearing room, we could have a visit?
Yes. That at this point right now, it's all corned off, and you can't get in there because of safety issues. But we can talk with Jennifer Services, and once we get to a point where it's starting to look like a hearing room, we'll invite the commissioners out to take a little quick review. So that's all I had on that. I just wanted to share. We just wanted to share that for you. And if you have any questions,
just a quick question, if I may. What are the plans for plug-ins for electric vehicles? Just emissions, you know, emissions are huge.
I agree. I do not know the details, but I can. I'll make sure that I get that information for you.
We have an upcoming board hearing, and I do have one individual that would be willing to do it, and I get an alternate. It's Commissioner Woods.
We actually
for the Meadowbrook. I think it's in December, though.
Yeah, Meadowwood is actually going to be January. I'm sorry, February. So we are not going to need a Planning Commission rep
Great.
For this upcoming hearing. But since we are talking about hearings, given the light agenda that we have on the next two upcoming Planning Commission hearings, we're looking at canceling the one on November 18th as well as the one on December 2nd.
So we end up with the one on the 16th of December.
Correct. December 16th will be our next agenda.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you. And
that
staff,
one I will miss. So
give my regards to you.
So November, I'm sorry, would you say those again? November 6th?
The November 18th will be a canceled Planning Commission hearing as well as a December 2nd. So the next hearing will be December 16th.
We now will close.